Listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from the Montreal jazz scene, wrapping up that last set. New music off of Just In Time Records from the Doxis brothers. That's saxophonist Chet Doxis and his brother drummer Jim Doxis from the album Kindred. We heard Chet's composition, To's a Crowd, Mark Copeland on piano, Adrian Vedetti on bass, and music recorded in their dad's studio, George Doxis' recording studio. Music out of Toronto before that, from banjo player Jamie Stone, off of his album The Other Side of the Air, we heard The Cinnamon Root, some solo work from woodwinds player Rob Mosher and trumpet player Kevin Turcotte. And the set started with a new album out of the UK jazz scene from pianist, composer, and arranger Nikki Ells, celebrating her 60th birthday. From the album Face to Face, we heard Wild Oak. And that sees her working with the Hamburg-based NDR Big Band. She's occupying the post of Artist in Residence. Thank you. In our last set, we wrapped it up with music recorded in Vancouver, BC. Latest album from pianist and trumpet player Brad Turner called The Magnificent. We heard his composition Virtue Signals, Peter Bernstein on the guitar, Neil Swainson on bass, and Quincy Davis on drums. Music from Montreal singer Susie Arioli before that, title track off of her album Pennies from Heaven, something she put out in 2002. And another recording before that, also from the Montreal jazz scene, this from tenor player Chris Gale, working with B3 player Vanessa Rodriguez, guitarist Mike Rudd, and drummer David Dorenzo, from an album called The 220 Sessions. We heard Mile End Stomp. And the set started with music from pianist Antonio Adolfo. Off of his album Jobim Forever, we heard Agua de Beber, solo work from trumpet player Rafael Roca. An album looking at the iconic tunes of Brazilian bossa nova composer Carlos Jobim. Hey, and just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find a link to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca.
I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave.